On-demand audio of Carolina Live is presented by Ortho Carolina. It's time for this week's Carolina Live, featuring classical music performances recorded at concert sites in North and South Carolina. One of Gustav Mahler's massive symphonies is the focus of this edition of the program. In a concert titled Hymn to Nature, the Greenville Symphony, the women of the Greenville Chorale, and the city's young Shikara Voices join to perform Mahler's Symphony No. 3 in D minor. It is a spectacular work, the kind that you expect from Mahler, and it's done in a spectacular style by the musical forces from Greenville. I'm Lauren Rico. We begin with the Mahler work, his Symphony No. 3 in D minor. It was written between 1893 and 1896, and it's his longest piece. It's the longest symphony in the standard repertoire, actually, with a typical performance lasting around 90 to 105 minutes. It was voted the 10th greatest symphony of all time in a survey of conductors carried out by BBC Music Magazine. The Third Symphony is Mahler's Hymn to the Natural World, and it was largely composed in the summer of 1895 after an exhausting and troubling period that pitched him into feverish creative activity. Bruno Walter visited him at that time, and as Mahler met him off the ferry, Walter looked at the spectacular alpine vistas around him, only to be told, "No use looking up there. That's all been composed by me." Mahler was inspired by the grandeur around him at the very deepest level of feeling, and also by visions of Pan and Dionysus. In fact, he felt a sense of every natural creative force in the universe infusing him into, quote, one great hymn to the glory of every aspect of creation. When Mahler wrote his Third Symphony, he was a young man wanting to make a very big noise in the world, to try to shake people out of complacency. One commentator said that, quote, any performance of the piece that falls short of giving an impression of that attitude is just not trying hard enough. In its final form, the work has six movements grouped into two parts. In its simplest form, there's a title for each of the six movements: Pan Awakes, Summer Marches In; What the Flowers in the Meadow Tell Me; What the Animals in the Forest Tell Me; What Man Tells Me; What the Angels Tell Me; and finally, What Love Tells Me. The piece is performed in concert less frequently than Mahler's other symphonies, due in part to its great length and the huge forces required. Despite this, it is a popular work that's been recorded by most major orchestras and conductors. And now it's yours to enjoy as the Greenville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edvard Chiefsel, is joined by alto soloist Stacy Rishoy and the Shikara Voices, the Children's Choir of Greenville, conducted by Alan Reed and Laura Jean Reed, and the women of the Greenville Chorale with artistic director Bingham Vick Jr. Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 3 in D minor on Carolina Live.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
heard the first three movements of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 3 in D minor. Now it's time for a short break for the players and singers who are bringing the work to such vibrant life. We'll take one in this program, too. But we'll be back in seconds with the final three movements of the monumental work. Stay right here. After that brief pause, we continue with the second part of this week's Carolina Live program. I'm Laura Enrico, and if by chance you tuned in after the beginning of the show, let me tell you that we're about to enjoy the final three movements of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 3 in D minor, performed by the Greenville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edvard Chiefsel, joined by alto soloist Stacy Rishoy, and Shikara Voices, the Children's Choir of Greenville, conducted by Alan Reed and Laura Jean Reed, and the women of the Greenville Chorale with artistic director Bingham Vick Jr. Mahler's Hymn to Nature continues on Carolina Live. Those were the final three movements of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 3 in D minor, performed by the Greenville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edvard Chiefsel, joined by alto soloist Stacy Rashoy, the Shikara Voices, the Children's Choir of Greenville, conducted by Alan Reed and Laura Jean Reed, and the women of the Greenville Chorale, with artistic director Bingham Vick, Jr. Post-horn soloist Jens Larsen and trombonist Joe Hughes also contributed orchestral solos on Mahler's Hymn to Nature. There's some time left in this Carolina Live program, so we're going to hear Mozart's Symphony No. 31 in D, better known as the Paris Symphony, one of the more famous symphonies by Mozart. It was composed in 1778 during an unsuccessful job hunting sojourn in Paris. The composer was then 22 years old. The premiere took place in June 1778 in a private performance in the home of Count Karl Heinrich Joseph von Sickingen. The public premiere took place 6 days later in a performance by the Concert Spirituel. The symphony was later performed in Vienna in March 1783 during a benefit concert for Mozart's sister-in-law, the singer Aloysia Weber. To conclude our program, here's Mozart's Symphony No. 31 in D, the Paris Symphony, with Edvard Chiefsel conducting the Greenville Symphony Chamber Orchestra. The final work in a November 2012 concert by the Greenville Symphony Chamber Orchestra, Mozart's Symphony No. 31 in D, with Edvard Chiefsel conducting. As you've had the chance to hear on Carolina Live, the Greenville Symphony is quite wonderful to hear in both its full and chamber incarnations. That brings this week's program to a close, but I hope you'll be here at the same time next week for more classical music performances captured at venues across North and South Carolina.
Carolina Live is a production of WDAV Classical Public Radio, a service of Davidson College in Davidson, North Carolina, and South Carolina Public Radio, WEPR 90.1 in Greenville, WLTR 91.3 in Columbia, and WSCI 89.3 in Charleston. The executive producers are Sherry Hutchinson for South Carolina Public Radio and Frank Dominguez for WDAV. Tam Ferguson manages the Carolina Live website, and we get valuable production help from John Gasqui of South Carolina Public Radio. If you'd like to hear the program again or missed part of it, the audio is archived at our website, classicalpublicradio.org. I'm Mike McKay, the program's producer.
Carolina Live is presented by Ortho Carolina, with orthopedic offices throughout the region, featuring comprehensive orthopedic care in the areas of foot, hand, shoulder, elbow, and spine, as well as sports medicine and pediatrics. Additional services include physical therapy, MRI, and post-surgical support. You improved. Information at orthocarolina.com. Carolina Live is also made possible by gifts to the WDAV Future Campaign. Contributors include the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund and the estates of Sandra McPeak, Patricia Cade, Reverend and Mrs. Joe D. Mills, and Ewell Brady. I'm Lauren Rico. Thanks for listening to Carolina Live from Classical Public Radio. Thank you.